You may have seen his statue outside the Salem Civic Center, but who was General Andrew Lewis? Lewis had been a loyalist fighting under Lord Dunmore, England's royally appointed governor for Virginia, until Dunmore was a no-show on the battlefield. Garrett Channel is executive director for the Salem Museum.
Salem's hidden hero, if you will. His statue in front of the Civic Center, we have the middle school named after him, but there are a lot of people who do not know anything about the man himself. He was originally born in Ireland in 1720, came over to the colonies as a young man, first settled in Augusta County and helped his dad with surveying. His father was John Lewis, a major surveyor throughout a lot of what's today West Virginia, the Greenbrier area. Once he was an adult, he started joining the militia. He fought in the French and Indian War, was part of the 1st Virginia Regiment, which is where he met George Washington and began a lifelong friendship with Washington. He was known as one of Washington's closest advisors through that early military militia period, and then especially getting into the Revolution. He was put in charge of half of Virginia's army in 1774 during Lord Dunmore's War. And the original plan was for him and that half of the Virginia army to meet Dunmore and the other half at Point Pleasant, today West Virginia. But ultimately, Dunmore and the other half did not show. The battle between the Shawnee and Mingo warriors and Andrew Lewis that took place there was a much harder battle than it was originally intended to be. So that was the one major battle of Lord Dunmore's War, October of 1774. On the one hand, the legacy it was known for more in the 1800s was it was this end of major attacks coming into the Virginia colony. More importantly, it sowed a lot of seeds of doubt about Dunmore and his leadership.
That doubt about Lord Dunmore's leadership was a turning point for Andrew Lewis, says Garrett Channel with the Salem Museum.
In 1775, he was there at Williamsburg when Dunmore was kicked out, and that's sort of the day that he joined the Revolution. In March of 1776, he's promoted to Brigadier General and basically told, go get Dunmore. In July of 1776, they finally catch up to Dunmore. He had a small fleet of ships with him at Gwynn's Island, right off the coast of Virginia. Lewis and his men were firing their cannons from the coast at Cricket Hill, and were able to sink multiple of the British warships that were there with Dunmore, and so it was then that he fled Virginia. This is at the same time that other colonies are also getting rid of their royal governors. Really, it is Lewis who freed Virginia for self-rule.
General Andrew Lewis died in 1781. The American Revolutionary War soldier and frontiersman is buried at historic East Hill Cemetery in Salem after being relocated from his nearby Richfield estate. For this VA 250 Remembrance Close to Home, I'm Gene Morano in Depth.